Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Well, judging from the Daily News and the Post this week, it looks like the tabloids are trying to draft Ray Kelly to run for mayor next year. Why the police chief? And why is this happening now during the presidential campaign? We'll look for answers from Oz. Ozzie Paber, a political reporter, blogger, tweeter for the website Capital New York and a WNYC alum. Hey, Ozzie, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
And Dimas, Doug Muzio, political science professor from Baruch College and host of City Talk on CUNY TV. Hi, Doug.
Brian, hello. Hello, Ozzie.
Hello.
So this seems to have started with a Daily News poll, Ozzie, correct me if I'm wrong, that found Ray Kelly with a whopping, that's a real media word, by the way, you don't say whopping in regular conversation, with a whopping 77% approval rating. Was that the genesis of this?
I think the genesis of the whole draft Ray Kelly movement, I mean, you could sort of draw the line where you want, but when Republicans were unable to really find someone, you know, the talk has always been about Ray Kelly, and he's always been included in public opinion polls about it, but this seemed to push it further than it had been in the past.
Doug, just under half the respondents to that poll said they would like Kelly to run for mayor, and again, his approval was 77%. So the news, Daily News, follows it with things like Mike Lupica's column yesterday headlined, "Raymond Kelly would make a great mayor," and things like that.
Well, we don't know. First of all, I don't think Ray Kelly's running. I don't think it's in his DNA. He said it wasn't. I take him at his word. He's a cop. It reminds me of Truman talking about Eisenhower, you know, that Eisenhower, when he was Supreme Commander, he would give an order and it would get done. He says, wait till he gets here and he gives an order. To a certain extent, it's a similar type of thing. Does he really want to go through a campaign, raise money, you know, begging for money, all of those things? Does he really want to be mayor? I don't get that sense.
You know, I know somebody in the PD who I spoke to, and he said 4 years ago you could see Kelly preparing to run. And he was really deflated when Bloomberg decided to run for a third term because Kelly would not oppose Bloomberg, only run if Bloomberg left office. But now there are not signs of Kelly gearing up, I am told. He seems less interested. And that's just one source and one person's impressions. Maybe this new spate of publicity and draft Kelly, you know, movement business will get Kelly's engines revving. But he hasn't given any public speeches. The Crane's reporter, Greg David, who teaches at the CUNY J School, wrote a piece the other day saying, look, not only is he going to be 72 years old on Election Day next year, he doesn't have any record making public comments about education, about transportation, about poverty, about anything other than what a police commissioner does for a living.
Well, I mean, essentially that's correct. The question is, can Ray Kelly's leadership and experience as police commissioner and also as a federal official, does it give him the ability to govern the city better than Christine Quinn, Bill de Blasio, you name them? Does he have... In a sense, does he have the right stuff to be mayor? We know he's got the right stuff to be, you know, a military guy, a Fed, and the police commissioner. Being mayor is different, and running for mayor is different. And, yeah, the poll numbers are real good, and many lights deservedly so. But the bottom line is it's a different game. It's a different game. It's just totally... It's apples and roast beef.
Let's get our listeners in on this, our apples and roast beef conversation. I know it's early, but who would you like to be the next mayor out of those getting ready to run and those whose names are not so known? And would you like Ray Kelly for mayor, 212-433-WNYC? And for those wanting to avoid the liberal establishment candidates, who's an alternative? Who could be the next Mike Bloomberg or the next Rudy Giuliani, who might actually win in New York City as a Republican or an independent or a centrist in the Democratic primary even? 212-433 WNYC, 212-433-9692. And, Ozzie, I think it's important to emphasize that the larger backdrop here, I think, is that a certain part of the New York establishment, business leaders especially, and the Post and Daily News editorial boards are allied with this group, do not want any of the regular Democrats who are planning to run next year to get the job. Christine Quinn, Bill de Blasio, Scott Stringer, John Liu, Bill Thompson. Am I leaving anybody out? But there
Tom
is.
Allen.
Well, I have a question about Tom Allen, and he's not well known, but I don't know if maybe he's setting himself up to be this centrist alternative. We'll get to that.
Forget about it, but go ahead.
There is no heir apparent to Mike Bloomberg and Rudy Giuliani coming forward. Ozzie, is that the real context of this conversation?
Right. Even though there was a Rudy Giuliani administration, and even though there's been three terms of Michael Bloomberg, there's never been a farm team. There's never been anyone who's groomed or helped, and neither one of them really helped lay the groundwork to a great degree for a successor. I mean, if you think about it, there was Rudy Giuliani, George Pataki, Michael Bloomberg, all people either in the Republican Party or at least for temporarily aligned with the Republican Party. Yet, it's hard to look at who are the people that they've left behind. I mean, you could sort of go through the roster of, you know, administration officials or other elected officials who were in office at the same time as those three, and it's hard to see any of them really emerging and stepping forward. The problem that seems to be opening the door in order for Ray Kelly to run is that Christine Quinn, who is most closely aligned with Mayor Bloomberg, seems to be going along with the more progressive, you know, fiscal agenda, which is what the Bloomberg administration and his allies desperately wanted to avoid.
Now, Ozzie, hang on a second. We're going to try to fix your line.
Sure.
But, Doug, it is amazing in liberal New York, for five elections in a row, the voters of the city have avoided the standard liberal Democrats. Giuliani over Dinkins, Giuliani over Ruth Messenger, then Bloomberg over Mark Green, Freddie Ferrer, and Bill Thompson all in a row. Why do you think it's been so long?
One could point in some of the elections to weak opposition. In another case, in the 2001 Green election, you know, the Democrats' circular firing squad. But Mike Bloomberg ain't a Republican, and he is a liberal guy. I mean, if you look at Mike Bloomberg, he's a Democrat. And not only is he a Democrat, he's a national Democrat with billions of dollars. So Mike Bloomberg's first election's a fluke. The second, it's money, but also it's acceptance of a record.
Well, he's a liberal Democrat in some ways, and in some ways not so much. Right now we have this showdown of sorts between Christine Quinn as Speaker of the Council and the mayor over the living wage bill,
yep,
which Bloomberg is going to veto, and Quinn,
yep,
is trying to organize an override of. So, you know, he brought the Republican convention to New York in 2004 and had the police act the way they acted during that. So not everybody looks at Michael Bloomberg in New York City and says liberal Democrat.
Well, no, I mean, clearly there are, I would say, blemishes on the record, including the convention, including Occupy Wall Street. I mean, there's a series of things. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm not writing the hagiography of Mike Bloomberg, no. But the bottom line is that the city's a better place afterwards. And the question then becomes, I think what voters say is, who do we trust to be mayor and in parentheses, continue the policies of Rudy Giuliani and Mike Bloomberg for the most part, except for perhaps some significant, you know, exceptions like stop and frisk, like a Department of Education where there's no public input or other than the mayor's input. So, yeah, you need changes, but I think they're going to say, who's the closest to the last two?
212-433-WNYC, as we talk about the draft Ray Kelly movement for mayor in some Republican-leaning circles. 212-433-9692 with Doug Muzio from City Talk on CUNY TV and political science professor at Baruch, and Ozzie Pabura from Capital New York, and Kat in Astoria. You're on WNYC. Hi, Kat.
Hi. Yeah, I love your show. Listen to it all the time.
Thank you.
So I came from the suburbs of New Jersey to come to New York City to come to college in 1999. And if Giuliani had not been mayor, my parents would never have let me choose New York City as a place to grow up. And so I did college here, and I've lived here now. I'm now in my 30s. And the way that I think a lot of my generation sees this new mayoral race is we've got to have a candidate that is not entrenched in the regular system, that does not owe a million favors. And the way that Bloomberg and Giuliani have done it, they're not perfect at all. There's been problems with the administration, but they're able to make decisions without terrible fallout because they don't owe so many people. So it seems like all the Democrats that are lined up for the position are going to have so many decisions made based on who they owe and the unions at the expense of what taxpayers really need.
Do you have any name in mind who might fit your bill?
I can't think so. I think there's all this talk about Ray Kelly, but he's a cop. He's not a politician.
Kat,
he knows the game, but does he want to play it? I wouldn't blame him if he didn't.
Would you be inclined to vote for him if he was the alternative to any of those regular Democrats?
I'm afraid I would, and that's a sad state of affairs.
Kat, thank you very much. Please call us again. Joy in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hello, Joy.
Okay, let me first suggest Elliot Spitzer for mayor.
Interesting.
Rahm Emanuel went out to Chicago. And sounds like he has a pretty good game plan.
Interesting.
If Spitzer keeps his pants closed, he should be able to do this.
Interesting. What do you think of Ray Kelly?
I don't think much of him. And just like the first man said, he's a good cop, if you will. And I even question that. But he certainly isn't a politician. Wouldn't be the person for mayor.
Thank you very much. You know, Ozzie, Kelly could be a racially polarizing candidate at this point, perhaps, which is ironic because he was Mayor Dinkins' police commissioner, and then he was the unifier who got good grades around the city for unifying under Bloomberg after the divisive Giuliani years. But now with stop and frisk going on so long and proceeding in the way that it does and the Muslim surveillance raps, he's seen differently, isn't he?
Absolutely. And it's kind of amazing when Kelly testified at a budget hearing and he was asked by some of the lawmakers about, you know, about stop and frisk and the marijuana arrest and things of this nature, he basically responded to them and said, you know, what's your solution? I see no answers coming from you guys. I see no leadership coming from this community. And there really was this incredible standoff. And if you actually want to look back on the trajectory of the Draft Ray Kelly movement, I would make an argument that hearing helped spark the latest and most serious round of efforts to get him into the mayor's race.
Yeah.
And it was a standoff between elected officials from minority neighborhoods and the police commissioner that really set the stage for people seeing him as someone who is almost ready to speak out about policy issues. He was saying, here are my policy issues. This is the way I'm running the police force, and you guys have presented nothing to me. And he relies on these meetings that he has, town hall meetings in various neighborhoods, where he meets with clergy officials, and they ask him to apparently clean up the streets and do things. And he, in his words, he sort of establishes his own network in these neighborhoods outside of the political system. So there's an intense debate about crime and about policing issues, especially in high-crime minority neighborhoods. And the police commissioner is coming out clearly on one side of the equation, and there's a large number of people, especially among Democrats, who are saying that a commissioner has to be stopped. And some have even suggested that it could get a lot messier than the current protest.
Interesting. We're going to continue this in a minute. Philip in Rego Park has another very interesting name of somebody from the center to follow Michael Bloomberg into Gracie Mansion, or not Gracie Mansion. I guess he doesn't actually live there. But we are also going to talk about Tom Allen, little known, but he issued a press release yesterday supporting Mayor Bloomberg's veto of the living wage bill. And what about Christine Quinn herself? Has she not spent the last few years actually setting herself up to be the more establishment alternative to the other liberal Democrats? Stay with us. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. We're talking about the draft Ray Kelly for mayor movement in some Republican and business circles. The tabloids have gotten on it a lot on this in the Daily News and the Post this week. We're talking with Doug Muzio, political scientist from Baruch College and host of City Talk on CUNY TV every week, and Ozzie Pabra, reporter, blogger, tweeter from the website Capital New York. And if not Ray Kelly, who? For those of you who want alternatives to the Democratic establishment candidates, Philip in Rego Park. Phil, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi. I think I would suggest Bloomberg's girlfriend. I believe her name is Diane Taylor.
I'm not sure if I pronounced it right.
It's like Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton. Also, that's a solved problem because I'm sure Christine Quinn will be the female front runner. That solved the female problem and also the money problem. I'm sure Bloomberg can afford like a super PAC, anything like that.
Philip, thank you very much. Well, that's interesting, Doug Muzio. Diana Taylor, what does she do? She works for the state, right?
Yeah, and also, I mean, she's an expert in microloans. I mean, come on, she's a really smart woman. Ultimately could run for office, I guess, if she wanted to. There was buzz that at one point she would challenge Gillibrand. That never percolated to the top. No way. I think it's bye-bye Bloomberg, and even though Diana Taylor's probably – you know, more engaging, certainly better looking than the mayor. I don't think so. And very smart.
Anthony on Staten Island. You're on WNYC. Hello. Anthony, you're up. Okay, no Anthony. How about Melanie on the Upper West Side? Hi, Melanie.
Hi there. I just was wondering if we have considered the fact that the 77% approval rating that we speak of is actually for the counter-terror activities rather than for actual real policing. Because what's really happening is our culture in New York City is becoming a culture of punishment rather than a culture of prevention. And the schools are getting punished, and people who are voicing their opinion about what's going on are being punished. And actually, Ray Kelly's own cops are being punished by the system that was instated many years ago, CompStat. So if we're going to continue on the culture of punishment in New York City, how much farther can we take it before everyone is being punished for just walking down the street?
Melanie, thank you very much.
Just a point about the public approval rating for Kelly. He gets these high numbers even though he's not a candidate, and some people will spin that and say that just shows how great he is, and they sort of consider that the floor of what he could do possibly if he were to run. And there's also the counterargument that, like Al Gore, you know, in the run-up to the 2008 election, when someone is not a candidate, there isn't this effort to sort of criticize them. There's this leniency that they get. Whereas once they become a candidate, you know, their numbers sort of fall back to reality in a way.
Yeah, and also, I mean, he becomes a target. And, you know, bad metaphors and puns aside, I mean, people are going to be firing at him. He's going to get scrutiny that he's never gotten before. He's going to have to take hits. The question is, does he want to take those hits? And if he decides he wants to, how does he counter those hits? How does he react personally as well as in terms of policy? Because you're dealing with temperament as well. And we really don't know Ray Kelly's temperament as mayor. I mean, he's a very disciplined guy, but as mayor, you got to be something else.
Anthony on Staten Island. Ray Kelly for mayor?
Yes, sir. And I'll tell you why. Policeman, to get to be a police commissioner, you have to be very intelligent. He's in on the know. He knows everything about crime. He knows everything about the city. Plus, there was a police commissioner who was named Theodore Roosevelt, who became president of the United States. So if Teddy Roosevelt can become president of the United States, I don't see why Ray Kelly can't be mayor of New York.
Thank you. That's- now Ray Kelly's ears are burning. Right now he doesn't need another cup of coffee this morning being compared to Teddy Roosevelt. So to wrap up, is City Council Speaker Christine Quinn, who comes from the liberal wing of the party, tenant activist and more, trying to reinvent herself as the candidate acceptable to the real estate lobby and to Wall Street? She's been an ally of Mayor Bloomberg's more often than not, Ozzie, despite what's going on now with the living wage bill.
She's trying to navigate a very difficult alliance between the pro-business Bloomberg, you know, supporters and the people who are in Democratic primary politics, which is organized labor and progressives. And it's tricky.
And I agree, but I mean, just focusing on the political is not the whole picture. I mean, she's not only motivated by the politics of it, even though clearly it's there, but a calculus includes, I believe, policy considerations. So I think it's an admixture of both of those things, even though us, you know, politics addicts focus on the game rather than the output of the game.
And one more name, Tom Allen, publisher of the Manhattan Media Group, West Side Spirit, Our Town, and other papers. He is a candidate for the Democratic nomination. He's got, I think, the Manhattan Liberal Party endorsement already, minor as that may be. And he released a statement supporting the mayor in his veto of living wage this week. Is he looking for business money to start pouring in and to become that center-right alternative, Doug?
Forget about it. No way. Ain't happening. Zero probability. I'll eat my house.
Why not?
In order to win, you need money, organization, and message, and I'm not sure if he's got any of those three.
Anything different from you on that, Ozzie?
The one thing I'll say is candidates who are under scrutinized in the run-up to an election sometimes get a pass at the kind of critical examination. And if, you know, if lightning strikes and things fall the right way, he could be a person who finds himself in the general election without having months and months of scrutiny and attention paid to him. And, you know, for someone who has a business record and you know, an untested policy background, that could help.
All right. It may be the presidential election season, but the draft Ray Kelly for mayor next year movement is well underway, as well as speculation about other people who may try to succeed Michael Bloomberg. Ozzie Paber from Capital New York, Doug Muzio from CUNY, thank you both.
My pleasure, Brian. Thank you.